As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good.
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In the Warhammer 40,000 universe, the underhive of Necromunda is a subterranean maze of industrial grime and dystopian anarchy. You're way better off running away from most denizens of the underhive, but one of its monsters is also a sought-after commodity, the parasitic, icrotic slime. As described in the 1996 publication Necromunda Outlander's Rulebook, an adult necrotic slime is a slow-moving, fist-sized glob of translucent sludge that creeps up on a slumbering humanoid. It first engulfs the sleeper's head before oozing into the flesh and eventually colonizing the host's brain. Once in the brain, the slime reproduces, and the young feast on the gray matter, which turns the host into a shambling zombie, and eventually the creatures burst through the host's skull. This is all pretty standard sci-fi brain parasite stuff, to be sure, but the really interesting wrinkle in the creature's life cycle is the way it defends itself during its initial conquest of a new host. It's slow-moving and not particularly strong, so you could simply pull it off your head before it has a chance to seep into your flesh. But to protect itself during this vulnerable stage, we're told, this fictional slime releases chemicals to induce a feeling of power and euphoria in the host. They feel so good, they simply don't want to remove the slime from their head. As such, some of the many desperate denizens of the underhives use the slime as a narcotic, trusting a friend or an accomplice to simply remove the slime from their head before matters progress too far. It's a wonderfully dark creation, clearly drawing on natural world examples of brain-eating amoebas and such behavior-hijacking parasites as the protozoa Toxoplasma gondii. Various parasites are known for their ability to hijack behavior, but I don't think I'd ever read about one, from the real world, that's linked to feelings of euphoria. Euphoria is generally associated with a number of typical life experiences and activities, but of course it can be boosted by various substances or generated via brain disease or injury. But euphoria as a product of host manipulation by a parasite? Again, nothing turned up in my research, but as Martin Heil discusses in the 2016 Frontiers in Ecology and Evolution paper, Host Manipulation by Parasites, any manipulation by parasite will depend on a physical or molecular trigger that comes with a metabolic cost. That cost would have to balance out in the creature's evolution. While some studies have linked Toxoplasma gondii to libido in some host subjects, we really don't see anything like, say, the sex parasites from David Cronenberg's 1975 film Shivers in the real world. In both Necromunda and Shivers, the monstrous parasites in question are far more useful as a means of commenting upon or exploring other social concerns. However, I did find discussion of a southeastern African plant known as kat, or Katha edulis. The plant contains a stimulant, and when chewed, can produce feelings of excitement, appetite loss, and even euphoria. Like other euphoria-inducing botanical substances, we're not talking about a parasite here, but according to a 2022 paper by Jacob Nehru-Nathiga for the Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology, the leaves, as sold in parts of Kenya, are sometimes contaminated with intestinal parasites, generally due to, quote, poor storage of leaves, personal hygiene and polluted environmental conditions. It's not quite a sci-fi brain slug, but it checks off a couple of the boxes here under some circumstances. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.